All right, you guys all set? You all right? Huh? This is, I was like, when Tamara was talking about, I was like, FBI? FBI?
Love those movies.
All right. You guys, I don't know how it happens, but every time I like do another cert, the crew is just better and better. I know it's a very tough weekend to train like that, and it's a Saturday, Sunday, and boom, you're going right to work the next day. So give yourself a day off tomorrow if you need it. And I just want to tell you that I take this so seriously. When you come and invest your money to learn, it's something that I just don't take lightly. So if I'm ever like tough on you, if you're reaching out to me tomorrow, today, in the future, it's because the only thing I really understand is when I see people with potential, it just like, I want to see you, you know, just achieving more. That's kind of how I am. So those of you, you know, we're at the coaches meeting on Friday. I'm nowhere near as tough as JT, right? I'll never forget that. So, but I am tough. I do the same with my coaches. I give them opportunities and show them what can be done, but then I say, I won't push you to do it. That's always, you know, the wrong way. So here's opportunity to do things, to grow your business, to make more money, to be happier, to have more free time. Those are the things really that we want to do. This time is really just open Q&A. A lot of people like to ask all kinds of business questions, which I never know really what's on your mind. I have a lot of different, you know, parts of my business, so I could answer many different questions. And David also has a real unique setup where he is a strength and conditioning facility, and then he expanded, and now it's CrossFit. And you still do those boot camps too, the off-site ones, those big ones? Okay, who took them over? Ninja Master? Awesome. You got those people doing backflips at 5 a.m.? Nice. So that was pretty big too. So I'm gonna, you know, if other people have input, you know, David for sure, you know, ask him questions. And also Travis and Jennifer, they might be under like the CrossFit Central umbrella, but a lot of the coaches in CrossFit Central have opportunity to create like their own niche areas. Basically what that's called is, it's called your unique ability. It's moving towards what really makes you happy, really what you love. When you're working in your unique ability, you're so happy, you're so vibrant, like you could have not slept much. And when you're in that realm, like I could see like Elisa smiling, that means that if you're thinking about that one thing that you love to do, that's your unique ability. So your unique ability might be working with a specific niche of people, an age group of people. It might mean, you know, you work best when you're outdoors and you have more freedom. But what you must focus on to grow is your unique ability. So I'll give you a quick example of that, and then we're gonna go right to Q&A, because I feel unique ability is the most important, or one of the most important things. My unique ability is really just my passion, and to push people to see their passion and to get over a hump and to take it to the next level. This is where I thrive. Like, it doesn't affect me to have little or no sleep. It just doesn't affect me. When I'm around you guys, like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. When I'm in my gym training the athletes, that's me helping them take it to their next level. And I don't care what kind of tough day, tough times, or any of that. You need to focus in that area. I let my coaches do the same thing. That's what helps them grow. And those of you that have coaches working with you, it's very important to build a team. My downfall used to be not wanting to be with a team, because I didn't trust that anybody could do work as hard as me and whatnot. But that's not what a team is. A team is that sometimes you will work harder than the other person and vice versa. And a real optimal team is that they get to work in their unique ability. So I look at David, and he's got, how many of your coaches are here, Dave? Three? Ninja Master, Toe, and where's Dan? And they're all so different, and I could see exactly where they could go. You got Dan going towards the middle school. I could see Toe really making sure he's working with the people that need to get fired up. You got Ninja Master, who, you know, very technical, could teach a lot of stuff, demonstrate everything. And David, you know, kind of being the boss, has got to be the jack of all trades. So for me, my coaches all had these different passions. We got Kurt that was really into the swim, bike, run, very high energy. Remind me, not like as like fired up as Toe, but his energy just like shows, like he keeps those people moving. And because he was like that, I got Brian McKenzie and Dougie Katona to come out and do the CrossFit Endurance, the running cert, which I knew would be something that he would love. I didn't want to bring a cert to something that would kind of turn him off. I knew he would do that. I let him take it, run with it. Now when he's training people, where do we put him? We put him with the morning crew, because in the morning, the people are less fired up. We need him to be there. That's what he loves. He loves to wake up early. He's highly organized. I let him go in that area. He's not into powerlifting. He loves CrossFit. That's what his thing is. So that's where we let him focus on. We got another guy that's all powerlifting. Like, that's what he loves. So he's very technical. So when it comes to teaching the big lifts, we want him to do that stuff, because that's where he's working in his unique ability. He's most passionate there. He loves to do that. He'll gather 8, 10, 12 of the athletes, break down, show them how to get into the technique. He's, you know, very much reminds me of Travis, like so dialed in on the technique. He's also big into the mobility stuff. So we brought, we had the powerlifting seminar before it was the course with CrossFit. We had Mark Bell and Jesse Burdick come. They're amazing. Did you ever go to them, Trish? Because they're in your area, right? They're in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Is that far from you?
Yeah. Well, oh. Not far enough to not go.
Okay. They're amazing. They're amazing guys.
Who's that?
Mark Bell and Jesse Burdick, they do the CrossFit powerlifting course. They usually do, they sometimes actually travel to Seattle, and they're in California. So those guys are amazing. So I brought those guys in. Next step would be to send my guy to the mobility course when one's in the air, because that's what he loves. My other guy is very entrepreneurial, and he's a mix of, he's great with the athletes. He's very entrepreneurial. He's got the knowledge to teach Olympic lifting. So I gave him opportunity to start an Olympic lifting class. We're getting that going. The other guy, Riz, wants to do kettlebells because he's very like into the technique. We're giving him that opportunity to do that. What we do is we try to fill the void of what our people are missing so that they don't have to go other places for it. So with the Olympic lifting, when we train athletes or speed training, they're going to, in New Jersey, I'm not sure how it is here, but in New Jersey, there's all those big speed training facilities. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those big ass places, they're like 20, 30,000 square feet. Is that around here? There are? Velocity, Parisi, those things are all over the place, but they specialize in a lot of the speed work. We're more strength and conditioning, and I said, you know what? We got kids that are gonna go there, and then they're traveling everywhere. Let's get it all under one roof and give them the opportunity to do it. So we're just giving more opportunity to our people, and what that does is it adds value. So those of you that own your own place, you should be doing all things possible to add so much value that when people sign up to train with you, they're blown away. So the value for us is if you sign up for once a week coaching and it's a 3-month block, your first month automatically unlimited. We're gonna hook you up and we're gonna just get you so, you know, so much coaching that your results will come that much faster. We didn't want anybody to look at what we offer and go someplace a little bit cheaper or say, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. I listened to what everybody said, like when they call or email, I just remember it and I say, they're looking for speed work. That was the one thing. these people keep calling, asking me about CrossFit. I kept sending them away. And it's like, damn, Kurt, all the time, CrossFit, CrossFit, doing CrossFit. I was like, Kurt, you want to do these CrossFit at 6 in the morning? Because that's the only time we could really get people in here. As he's like, I'll do it. I'd love to do it. Boom. That's his unique ability. If you want to be successful, move towards your unique ability. And as you can see, my gym is very niche oriented. It's a niche for athletes and a niche for what I guess would be called like a hardcore strength conditioning. And a lot of adults are looking for that because they're all, not all, but so many are training for these races, the mud runs and the adventure races. Those things are everywhere. So that's huge. And we didn't want to be the place where it wasn't offered. They're gonna go elsewhere. So think about your unique ability. Who do you love to work with? At what time? How often? How frequently? You love the Olympic lifts. That's what you should be cranking. That's where you'll be in your, that's what'll put you in your best. And your unique abilities just gotta come from your heart. That's it. Sounds crazy, but I always tell people, they're like, you gotta train, where I live, we're like, where the gym is, we're central. So we've got Rutgers University near us, some of the other universities, but if you wanna train movie stars, you need to be in New York City, or you need to be way, way, way in North Jersey. Like, I'm not interested in that. That's not my unique ability. My unique ability is taking the kid that is really underweight, totally unsuccessful, you know, really just, you know, on at the bottom of the barrel and is like, has some hopes or dreams. That's my unique ability. That's who I love to work with. That's really, anytime I love when a parent's like, you know, he like lost every single match, he's been embarrassed. I'm like, bring him here, bring him. And that's who I love to work with. And when you get into that unique ability now, it's not odd for you to like roll up to our gym and you're like, man, how old are these kids? They're all so little. It's not like a shock that we've got a bunch of kids that weigh 80 to 100 pounds coming to us because they found you, they hear through the word of mouth and referrals like, hey, this is the place where they're going. So a unique ability could be anything that you love to do, you know, within this world of fitness. So if you love yoga, then that's what you should really be cranking. Okay, so that's very important for you to think about. And a lot of you probably know it, and maybe you've been resisting it and fighting it and not moving towards it. Or maybe those of you that own a facility, you're trying to make your coaches be like you. And I used to be guilty of that too. Well, my coaches shouldn't be like me. It just messes up the whole balance of everything. Sometimes it's good for them to not be around me because I'm like, damn, I think I'm a little too crazy. So they come around Kurt, he's more fun, but he pushes them more. Riz is not as fast paced, but man, he dials everybody in on the technique. And then Megs has got like the blend of all of those guys. So when you, those of you that own your own place or building a team, don't look in, because that will probably be like the worst thing to do. You wanna always compliment each other. Okay, and that's the same thing with any business thing that you need to do is compliment each other. And last on my list of things to tell you guys is very important is that give yourself time off. Give yourself time off. Take a vacation. Go away a little bit. Go hang out with the friends. Girls, go hang out with the girls. Guys, make sure you're having man night once a week or whatever the hell it is that you got to do. Because if you get too caught up in your work, it just, you're not going to be a good coach. Because you're so passionate and intense when you do this stuff. If you don't take time away, you're going to ruin yourself. You're going to ruin the relationships around you. So do the things that make you happy. And that's why you're a coach. Because as a coach, you have really a unique opportunity to build a lifestyle that you like, that you really love. That's really, you know, like being an entrepreneur allows you to do that. So down by me, we live by the beach. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do the stuff that I always thought about doing when I was like, I remember in second grade, like summer vacation, wake up, meet everybody outside at 7 a.m. on your bikes. Then you're going to the beach. I was like, shit, dude, why can't I do that in my 30s. Like, why do I have to stop doing that? So now that's what we do. Sundays, if we're going mountain biking, we meet up in the morning. It's just cool, you know, go out. And I noticed that everybody in that area is really happy because I see all these dudes in the morning going out surfing because they're doing what they love to do. I see people skateboarding through town or waking up early. I even see the kids got it dialed in. When they cut school, they're cutting school, and I see them with surfboards riding their bike. So they're like doing what they love. They've got it right. So you have to really, it ain't gonna be a boom, overnight flip the switch. One day out of the week, start learning to move towards doing the things that are fun and giving yourself a time away from training. Don't, if you're CrossFit, don't go on CrossFit Journal. Just take a break. Go out, kick back. Like last night, we went out. That should be done at least once a week. Whether it's with, you know, your friends or the person, you know, that you're in a relationship with, whatever. Go out, kick back, or do, it could be just going out on your own and just getting some time for yourself. But once a week, lock it in. If you have to start scheduling it, that's fine, because you need to take care of yourself. You are really number one. If you're not in a good space, nothing else is good. All right? Same thing like my training, even DC, we were talking about it. We're like, damn, we got so busy, we stopped training. I said, frigate, I'm gonna start training at my friend's gym. He trains at 11 or 12 noon. When he trains, I gotta train with him. Or if my wife on Saturdays wants to train at their gym, I'll go with her and I'll work out. But you get so busy, everything's gotta just be, you gotta get that schedule going, and you have to be militant on yourself to do it. All right, so unique ability, give yourself free days, fun time, kick back, you know, just fucking get a little bit crazy, drink a little bit, whatever, not too crazy, but do the shit that is fun. If you stop doing the stuff that you used to love, you will ruin yourself and you ain't gonna be happy. So you gotta be happy. That's what makes you successful, okay? The questions I could answer are anything. And if you've got questions dealing with your website, I notice a lot of you have websites that are just blogs that people could visit. But if you're not doing stuff every day like a Kelly Starrett does, nobody has a reason to come back to you. Like, you knew Seinfeld was on Thursdays at 9 back in the day, right? You knew it. It was scheduled. But people nowadays don't know if what you're gonna blog, when you're gonna blog. So things like capturing emails, there's a lot of important stuff. And by the way, Jonathan will be inside our mastermind area on Facebook. I started adding some of you. Make sure you reach out to him, resourceful guy, and let him take a look at your website. You could also put it on the form and say, hey, can you guys look at my website and tell me what I'm missing? There's also a business section in the Underground Inner Circle. So ask any questions you want with anything. Web, training, business stuff, what do you got? Gary.
Yeah, Zach, how do you set up payment methods for your clients? People coming in, do you accept credit cards? Do you have a deal like, or is that the only way they can?
Great question. Yep, that's an awesome question. The current process works like this. Our memberships are 3 months or a year paid in full. Here and there, somebody says, can I do 6 months? And they want to pay it in full, I let them. The reason why we do 3 months is because we were training athletes only, and 3 months is about the length of a season. So if they need to switch from a 3-day week to a 1-day week, we give them that opportunity. 3 months is also, I wish I did 4 months in hindsight, because I sometimes feel like 3 months just comes so fast. And sometimes that extra month could get that somebody like that extra connection. We use credit cards or cash in full, no checks. The reason why we use credit cards is because it's automated. I automate all the recurring payment to be on the 5th of the month. You don't have to do the 5th of the month. You could do it the 1st of the month. It's, you know, whatever you want to do. But the way it works is you sign up, let's say, what's today? The 25th. If you sign up on the 25th or after, it's not going to be on, what is it, March 25th? It wouldn't be April 5th. I'll recur it May 5th, June 5th. I don't like to bill them two times within. Most people get paid every 2 weeks, so I don't like to bill them within a 10-day time period. So I do the 5th of the month, so it's day one, 5th of the month, 5th of the month, 3 months. And then in the contract, it states, like, if you're not showing up, like, we're not adding time on to you or tracking sessions. I used to track sessions. Now it's 3 months. It's like, if you have a cable, HBO or whatever, like, you can't call up HBO and say, but I didn't watch Sopranos last week. Can you take 10 bucks off? They don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's, you signed up for membership. It's a commitment. If you don't have like internet income like I do, keep that monthly and here and there, you know, go for the years in full. But I would love to move towards paying everything in full, because I hate like checking on the 5th of the month if somebody's credit card canceled. Like, I'm not a good, that's not my unique ability. Like the billing stuff, money stuff, I like take all receipts and I'm like, here, babe. Like, I let my wife, she likes to do numbers, and her mom is like, she's like a bookkeeper and like manages, so I let them do that. So I personally would love to, I give a nice discount when you pay your monthly membership in full. And the year in full is a huge discount. And the way it's looked at is when they pay for the year in full, it's actually cheaper than if they did like our twice a week membership and did it 3 months, 3 months. And also I allow them to go like elite, unlimited access to the gym. So checks are not, you want to get rid of headaches, guys. If checks are bouncing and running to the bank is outside of your unique ability, then get rid of it. And cash is only done when a membership is paid in full. And I look at it like when I was a teacher, you got your paycheck all the time on time. It wasn't like, hey Zach, we got 50% now. We'll take care of the other 50% on Monday. Like, boom, you're on time all the time. And as a coach, I'm sorry to say, but we're not as respected in regards with this payment thing. They see you having fun, so they're like, they think it's like not a, like your career, but it's for me, this is how I, you know, support everything. Food on the table, all that. So I train my clients and the parents are paying, I train them to do stuff on time. I go over that whole payment process, and whenever I say, I go, so you're gonna get billed today and you're gonna get billed on the 5th and the 5th, and then I say, does that make sense to you? And I wait for them to say this. I go, okay, so that makes sense. So then when they come back, if they're like, hey, I started on the 17th of the month, why did my credit card get billed on the 5th and the 5th? It's like, remember that time we had that conversation? I asked you if you understood and you said yes. So that's why I always get them. But get rid of stuff that's a headache for you. Credit card is automated. I use a payment system called Volo, V-O-L-O. I think their website is MyVolo, but it's like, where's DC? Where'd he go? Do you use them? Use MindBody? Volo was definitely a bit tricky for me. I had to meet with the lady, and she sat down with me, and we had to input 4, 5, 6 clients through. Once I got it, I got it. I know a lot of people use MindBody. I don't have any experience with it, so I couldn't tell you. So what do you think? Easy? Do you use it for billing?
I use it purely for billing.
For billing. Yeah. What do you use for scheduling? A paper?
Superstar Scheduler.
Oh, that's right. They do it online with you?
They click on schedule online and show those, and they can do it for weeks in advance. But it's like, that was like $5 a month. I just found them on Sunday.
Yeah? Maybe when you get in, post that thing in the Facebook area. Cool. So does that help, Gary? Sure. Yeah. You know what I usually say? I go, fuck that vacation shit. Nah. This is what I say. Gary, I don't want to see you on the news doing crazy shit out there. This is what I do. I used to be with vacation stuff. I always say, oh, you're going away? How long are you going away for? 10 days? Boom, I add 10 days to your membership. I used to be pretty tough. And sometimes I caught myself being like just too tough. People are going to go on vacation. stuff happens, life happens, but you know what? If somebody just like drops off, doesn't call, doesn't communicate, then that's when you really have to, your initial meeting with them has to be, you know, really establishing ground rules, saying, you know, when we train, it's 3 months, and just say, I don't track your days, you're committed to 3 months, and I only, you know, I work with committed people, period. So I establish ground rules, and then I do a couple things to kind of support those ground rules. So they get a welcome packet, which tells them when they will get billed. It talks to them about commitment. The membership is fully outlined in there. So if they say, I didn't read that, then I say, well, that's part of the responsibility. And also on my website, it says all that. Like I have a video, so I tell them, if you didn't read the welcome packet, you didn't watch the video, you didn't do all that. So I've been doing all these things to dial in and remove those kind of arguments that may happen. And because of that, I'm very good at working with only those that I want to work with. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm always working with 9s and 10s. In the beginning, you know, you make a lot of mistakes. You're like, ah, if you dread when you have to go train John Smith, then you probably need to find a way to just sever that, you know, relationship. And I've let go of people. If the dad was too much or if the kid just didn't want to be there, I'm always honest with them. I'll tell the dad, I'll just say, look, you know, John does not want to be here. He's like never even sweats, like he's just not into it. And I tell him that I can't take your money if he doesn't want to be here and he's bringing down the rest of the crew. Yeah, so DC, what do you think, bro? Yes. Make it up.
Yeah.
What do you tell them? You say make it up? You can make it up? Yeah. If they miss 1 week, tell them just say you got to make it up. But if they're going on a vacation, extra, yeah, bro, just come. But, you know, you learn to work with who you got to work with. And sometimes step back, guys, and just be like, am I being a dick? Yeah, because sometimes I found myself just being a little bit too tough. And I was like, man, I just got to like chill out. This stuff happens. It's probably going to happen to me when I got to take my kids to a million places. So, but if somebody's just making excuses, then just say, hey, let's make it up. But do a good job of clearing the air before they even are part of your, you know, training. Okay? Is that good, Gary? You're my boy. Love you, dude. All right.